Psalms 103, verse 1 and verse 2 out of the New King James Version Bible. It reads this way. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like, when it says it is like, to the similitude of, or you can look at this and understand better what's going on when brethren come together. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, who was the priest, running down on the edge of his garments. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We thank you for the word of the Lord. We thank you for knowledge and understanding. We thank you for power and might. We thank you for everything that you're doing in the midst of this great people, both physically and streaming. Father, you have something great on your mind. And if you have something great on your mind, we need something great on our minds. Let the word of God establish greatness in our minds today. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise in advance for a great outcome for the people of God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Let's all shout amen. Go ahead and take your seats. Take your seats. I've been talking about the anointing of the house. Now I want to talk about the anointing of the garment. The anointing of the garment. The reason I want to talk to you about the anointing of the garment, because everything that God done and everything God set up was anointed. Everything. There was not one thing that God set up that did not have power. Everything that God set up had power. Power to provoke change, power to lead people into purpose, power to get the will of God done on this earth that he had destined for heaven. Now, let me get down to business. Let's talk some. So the scripture in Psalms 133 talks about how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And then he says, it's to the similitude of the precious oil representing the anointing that flowed on Aaron's head and down his beard and into his garment. So if it's in the similitude of it, then if brethren are unified, there is something that's poured out on the top that reaches the bottom. So if I was the devil and I was coming in contact with the hem, I would make sure the shoulders are out of order because it will stop what gets to the hem. So it's a garment that God looks at. And I know many of you, you've been hurt so bad everywhere that you don't want to be a part of a garment. Well, if you're not a part of a garment, you're not a part of the body of Christ. Because he speaks of us as a body. He speaks of us as being unified. Now, if you have problems with being a part of the body because there is abuse, I understand that. But if you have problems with being a part of the body of the garment because you can't do what you're told, that's a totally different thing. So I want you to stay with me because I believe a lot of people miss a whole lot. I am what I am because I'm a part of something greater than me. There's something flowing up top that I align myself with, and I am the recipient of what was poured out on the crown that flowed down into the rest of the garment. I want you to stay with me. I want to stay in a teaching mode just for a few minutes because I believe it's very important. Let's go to Exodus 29. Exodus 29. So he speaks of Aaron, and he speaks of his head, his beard, and his garment. And when he speaks of it, he's giving us an example of what the flow will do and where it will go if our proper order is there. So if myself and Lady Davis are not poor, then the hem at some point is not going to be poor. You can always know what's coming to you by looking at what's above you. If you don't want what's on the head, you better find another garment to be a part of. All right. So in Exodus 29, verse 5, then it's talking about Aaron's garment. Then you should, giving the instructions on what they would do. Then you shall take the garments, take the tunic of Aaron, and the robe of the ephod, and the breastplate, and girt him with the intricately woven band of the ephod. You shall put the turban on his head and put the holy crown on the turban. Verse 7. And you shall take the anointing oil, pour it on his head, and anoint him. So what it talks about in Psalms 133, verse 2, in Exodus 29, verse 5 through verse 7, is when it occurs. So scripture compares with scripture. You're not going to see it just one time. So the instructions were given. Psalms also speaks of it. Because when the brethren come together, it's similar to the turban and the crown being on Aaron's head, him clothed in his priestly garment. Some of you have seen me in my vestments for bishopric, which I also use for the apostolic calling on my life. Well, the priestly garments were similar in fashion to that. It represented the ranking of a certain individuals. And one day I'll either teach or have someone in here to come and teach. Certain colors represent districts. So as long as my spiritual father was in the earth, he wore red, which meant I had to wear fuchsia. I couldn't wear red because he was the highest ranking in the region. It was only when he went to heaven that I could wear red with my vestments. If I had worn red while he was wearing red, then I would have been out of order. And I would have missed what God was pouring out on my life. So we see in Exodus 29, verse 5 through 7, we see what happened to the garments. And we see also in Psalms 133, verse 2, and it says the oil running down on the edge of his garments. So if the garments are important in the Bible, they should be important to us. But the garments are so important because they represent a unified stitching. God never intended for the church to be divided. A seamstress, anybody does seamstress? I know Sister Ruth, you do. In seamstress, they want to make sure all the material is in proper alignment, measured, and put together. Now, for those of you who like to be on the outskirts, that's totally up to you. You've not decided that you want to be a part of the garment. Don't think you can be outside and obtain what's flowing from the head. It doesn't work like that. It's just like you saying that I'm going to get what's on his suit, but you're not the arm in the suit. That's not possible. So this particular garment is so important that we have to pay attention to it because it's a representation of the vestments which the church makes up. We know that not only in the church, there's a lot of chaos and confusion and division in our communities. If you were to get a visual of the chaos and confusion in the community and in some of our churches, then think about a garment and think about the condition of the church and the community. I wouldn't wear it. I want you to think for a moment. If it's that many different directions going on in the church, the garment is not worth wearing. Okay, stay with me here. God has a certain intention because he wants all of us powerful. He wants all of us powerful. He wants all of us victorious. So when he was pouring out the oil on Aaron's crown, on his turban that ran across his head, down his beard, and then into his garment, he was expecting everything that was in proper alignment to receive the anointing that was in the garment. You cannot empower people if you can't bring people into order. Let me show you how vital this is, because most people think this is nothing. You just read your Bible and you treat it, that's just a crucifix. But let me help you with the crucifix just a little bit, because I believe you need to pay attention to these things, because I pay attention to these things, because these things are very important if we're going to get to where God wants us to go to. Now, I want you to listen to this in John chapter 19. Turn there, John chapter 19. I'll start reading in verse 23. This is, I'm not throwing off on anybody. No. I want you blessed and powerful. You know, the devil that tried to follow you to church, I want him destroyed before you leave. I can't go to your business. I can't go to your home. But if I can get you lined up with the garment, all hell's in trouble at your house. Now listen to this. And I'm going to put scripture with scripture. Let me take my time. I'm going to put scripture with scripture. This is out of John 19, starting in verse 23. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, they took what? His garment. And they done what? They made four pieces, to each soldier a part, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was without seam, woven from the top in one piece. They said therefore among themselves, always having a conversation that don't have nothing to do with God, let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, whose it is, whose it shall be, that the scripture may be fulfilled, which says, they divided my garment amongst them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Therefore the soldiers did these things. Now the last part of that scripture in verse 24 of John chapter 19 is in comparison with Psalms 22 and verse 18. Jesus is not even in existence in Psalms 22. But what they done lined up with Psalms 22 verse 18. I'm going to read it to you. They divided my garment amongst themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots. Now, if the garment wasn't important, why would they be gambling for it? Why would Roman soldiers want his garment if it did not have value? He's hanging on the cross. Your problem is maybe not, you don't know what value is. But if you understand where he was and what was going on and how expensive the garment is, and you don't know how expensive unity is, and if you don't know how expensive unity is, you'll live off of one wage when you could have three or four. I promise you, when there's no unity in that house, there's waste of resources. So he created the garment. Now, Jesus's garment was based on the writing of Moses, which the instructions that were given by God. So Jesus' garments were to the similitude of that. They were not in deviation. So they take the garment. But when they get to the tunic, the rest of his garment, they split to four people. When they got to the tunic, the way it was woven, they could not cut it, or they could not tear it, because from the neck, it was one piece all the way down. It was so woven together, it would have taken too much effort to split it. So they said, what we're going to do is we're going to cast lots. So somebody's going to take this entire robe home. If you don't understand, Jesus was naked on the cross. But this particular part of his garment was made differently than the other parts of his garment. so that when it came to time that we're going to see who gets a piece, it pushed them because they could not sever it, that we have to cast lots for the whole. Now, you have to think of us as a garment. This was birthed out of my message yesterday when I, because people, you get them together, they're so disunified. And everybody's got their opinion, but no power. If you don't have the power to carry out your opinion, get rid of your opinion. If your vision is not finance and mine is, we're going to do my vision, not yours. Okay. All right. So the garment was very important. And you can apply this to your home. You can apply this to your family. You can apply this to your business. Because if you got a business and you got somebody in there that's not willing to be the fiber of the business, they're going to harm the business. So it's God's desire for us to be unified. Doesn't matter what color we are. Don't matter if we're males or females. God's desire. If he wants everybody powerful. When the weak joins up with those who are strong, the weak can say that I am strong. So when you join Refresh, you're no longer weak because we're not weak. There's no possibility that you will remain weak and you joined up with Refresh. In fact, all that you were dealing with before you joined us will start decreasing because you joined us. Even if you were cursed and you're willing to give up the thinking pattern of being cursed and grab a hold of the thinking pattern of being blessed, I believe what be on us will be on you. All right. All right, let's go. Let me work through my points. Y'all okay? The unity of the brethren assures that the flow of the anointing will be uninterrupted. So when you have unity, the flow of the anointing is uninterrupted. The problem is this, the satanic powers want to cause division so that there is an interruption in the anointing. And if there is an interruption in the anointing, you may not miss yours. The head may not miss this anointing. The beard may not miss this anointing. The shoulders might not miss this anointing. But when you get about the waist and everybody around the waist, they're sitting back while everybody's jumping and shouting about a miracle. They're sitting back because they're not getting their miracle because something is interrupting the flow of the anointing on the garment. If you didn't want to be a waistline, I don't know why you joined. And the crown don't go on the waist. Okay. All right. All right. Stay with me here. I'm just showing y'all what's happening. I'm showing y'all something wants to interrupt the powerful person that you are, the supernatural power that God wants to operate in your life that gives you the wherewithal to make it through anything the devil throws your way. I'm not talking about just the anointing to get money. That comes too. I'm not talking about just the anointing to open up a business. I'm talking about the anointing to survive whatever you got to walk through. Because when the anointing is there, it doesn't matter what hell comes your way and who calls the hell, you still gonna be okay. So there's this disruption to stop the flow. It's strategic. It's strategic. This person outside starts talking to a person inside and calls the waistline to shift. How you gonna tell me about my church and you ain't never been to my church? How you gonna tell me about my pastor and you ain't never met my pastor? How you gonna tell me how praise and worship ought to go and you don't sing? It's an interruption, and you got to be careful when you get around people because they see the oil flowing and they don't want you to be the beneficiary of it. Everybody in this country knows the anointing is on Refresh. Everybody in the country knows that. All right, can I go on? What is on the head will reach the garment when there are no interruptions in the flow. Lady Darlene, the building is paid off. That devil don't want your house to be paid off. That devil's fighting your results and making you mad about what you didn't get. You need to look up, and if you see any leader out of order, they're interrupting your flow. Anything that's being said that hadn't been preached, it shifts everything to now you're sitting there waiting and you got great anticipation, but the flow has been interrupted. You got to know the flow of a place. I spent at least almost five years trying to capture the flow of my spiritual leader now. Because if I don't catch the flow, I could be an interruption to it. Which means everything under me. I walked in the room just a few weeks ago, and I didn't realize that many pastors were under. I just made a quantum leap over into a smaller group, and then I went by all these larger groups. But if I get in there and start running my mouth and don't understand the organization, what I can do is throw things off. And there are hundreds of other pastors who will not be the beneficiaries of the anointing that's flowing across the head. You ever been in the church and it's like you couldn't feel everything and something was just drawing you to the front and you had to run through the front and then you felt everything? It's because something's out of order somewhere. Something's out of order. And sometimes you have to do whatever you have to do to get whatever you need to get, because sometimes there's some disorder out there. There's some false prophets out there. There's some unauthorized prophets out there. And there's some stuff going on because it doesn't want you to get your flow. Because if you get your flow, you ain't got to sell drugs no more. If you get your flow, you ain't got to be no prostitute no more. If you get your flow, you ain't got to work no mediocre job no more. If you get your flow. Can I go on? Y'all okay? The devil's working. He's working against your destiny, your future. He knows what the anointing done in my life, and he's scared as hell that something's going to happen in your life. That's the right context for hell, right, Lady Darling? Okay, thank you. I didn't tell nobody to go to hell this time. Okay. All right. All right, listen to this. Listen to this. All right, we got a baby room. Listen to this. The satanic tearing at the body of Christ is to interrupt the flow of anointing on the body. Let's help her out, ladies. The satanic tearing at the body of Christ is to interrupt the flow of the anointing on the body. Listen, y'all think y'all dealing with a person with an opinion. No, you're dealing with a satanic power. This thing came straight from the hell. It is straight from hell. It's derived from hell. It's birthed out of hell. It has hell's agendas. It's hired by hell. To interrupt the flow. The Bible said, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. If you keep waiting on it to hit your life, and something up there is under satanic powers hindering the flow. You can only wait so long. You know, it wears on your faith when you see something happening around you, but it's not happening for you. You need to look around and see how many interruptions are going on. All right. Reason they can't get me because they're not wiser than me. You can say whatever you want to say out there in the streets about me. You're going back to jail if you don't get yourself together. The only bright thing that brought you out is the grace that was flowing. Get yourself together. Get your head down and stop being arrogant. You don't even deserve where you are right now. So you need to get your little old self together, because they waiting on you. They already got a record and they want to take you back. But if you don't want to go back, you need to get under the flow. Those are not your boys. They on satanic assignments to take you out. They don't like you. You smell too much like oil to run with them. They can't stand the smell of the cinnamon and the myrrh that's on you. And if you understand the oil, it had a fragrance, and you smell too much like the things of God to be running with somebody that hates God. You're going to walk out of here smelling like cinnamon because the anointing is on this house. You're going to walk out of here smelling like myrrh because the anointing is on this house. And as soon as you get with what you call your boys, when they smell it, they're going to come up with a strategy to try to take you out. Okay. Excuse me. I know who don't like me. They don't like the way I smell. Because when the oil is flowing on you, you can't hide in a room. You can't hide on a street corner. You can't hide in the back seat of a car. Because when the oil is on you, there's an aroma coming out of your life. You trying to cuss like they cuss, act like they act. But God, I'm telling you now, you will never fit in as long as the smell of oil is on your life. What I realized is I didn't fit in, and if I don't fit in, I'm not joining a crowd that wants to kill me. I ain't figured y'all out yet. You don't look like it. You don't get high like they used to get high. You drinking just as much as they do, and you're still not high. And they at home in the bed, and you at church. That should tell you something different is going on. You may have staggered across the parking lot, but because of the oil on your life, you still came to worship. You may have tripped over the threshold getting inside the church, but you still came because the oil is on you. Don't make me preach up in here. I got more anointing on my life than the demon forces that are working through you. I came to serve notice to every witch up in this city. I came to get you. I came to drive you out. I came to liberate God's people. If they plug into the garment, they're going to get their freedom. All right. You the only one that think you fitting in. You speak a totally different language than them. And here you are trying to fit in. Hey, dude, got your cigar hanging out of your mouth or your weed hanging out of your mouth. And it ain't even working. And they looking at you. He ain't us. She not us. She's trying to talk like us, but she ain't us. No, there's something about her. They get together and talk about you after you leave them. And they're trying to figure out how to make sure you don't get the memo for the next meeting. Because you going in there upsetting their meeting because you came in there smelling like cinnamon and myrrh. I know my place. I don't have to say my place. I know my place. And I know what's on me. And I know if you stay around long enough, I know what's going to get on you. Now stay just a little bit longer. Stay to about 11:45. Because if you don't want it, it's too late. You already going to smell like it. It may not be in your heart, but it's going to be in your clothing. Did you hear me talk about the garment? That's clothing. What was on Jesus was on his clothing. It was on his clothing. I'm telling you right now, that's why they were gambling for it, because it was so expensive. It wasn't just on his flesh. It was on his clothing. You put my suit on, you'll get a breakthrough. That's why the apostles, when they carried aprons around, they could lay aprons on people and they would get healed. If they got close enough, their shadow would heal. Because what's on us now, we don't have to come to your house, baby. All we got to do is get in a front vicinity, and that devil's going to get upset and got to go. All right. The satanic tares at the body of Christ. And I don't believe in church no more. Satanic tear. All the pastors trying to take your money. Satanic tear. He's got too much authority. Satanic tear. Can't somebody else lead? Satanic tear. He always trying to control everything. Satanic tear. Only thing I control is me. Because I'm a full-time job. And if you understood, you're a full-time job. Satanic tears at the body of Christ is to interrupt the flow of anointing on the body. We have to be like the tunic without seam, woven from the top to maintain the flow of the anointing. We can't be like what they can tear away so easily. We got to be like the tunic. We got to be woven in. And when you're woven in, the people talking on your job can't get you negative about your church. When you're woven in, you can hear things on social media and it don't shake you. When you're woven in, I'm telling you, I don't care if your best friend, it becomes your last friend when they start messing with your connection. And see, some of y'all come looking cross-eyed because you ain't woven in yet. You just a piece of the garment that anybody can come by and pick up. But if you got an upgrade today and you know that you're woven in, and not from the bottom to the top, but from the top to the bottom, if you understand, and give a shout to your brother right now. Slap somebody high five. Tell them I'm a part of the garment. I'm a part of the garment. Just slap them a high five. Tell them I'm a part of the garment. Don't start no mess with me. I'm a part of the garment. There's an anointing on my life. That's why I don't go along with what you go along with. There's an anointing on my life. That's why I'm getting a breakthrough. That's why the devil's afraid of me. That's why haters are talking about me. Because I got something on my life. And when you got something on your life, it'll stir up stuff around you. But it can't stop you. I told you I'm going higher. I told you I stepped into another dimension of the anointing. You better watch me, baby. Something's about to happen up in here. I wasn't preaching about your habit. I wasn't preaching about your hang-up. I'm preaching about the anointing that's about to destroy every yoke in your life, every curse over your life, every demon that's assigned to your bloodline. It's about to break. That's just Stephen. That was yesterday. Stephen died. I'm the resurrected leader that God called me to. And if you're looking for Stephen, you ain't going to find him no more. I'm wearing my garment and I'm not going to take them off. And there's some oil flowing on my life that you can't interrupt because you didn't call it, you didn't anoint it, and you can't stop it. Let me help some of y'all who went through stuff by people who should have been your support. What they done is help kill you so that the Lord could anoint you. God let them participate with their cursed self and trying to destroy you so that God can make you. God needs somebody to be ignorant enough, just like a Judas was, to betray you so that God can get the best out of you. So don't get mad at them for what they done to you, because all they done is position you for the upgrade that you're receiving right now. You wouldn't even hear my voice if you weren't a candidate for an upgrade. The reason you're hearing the sound of my voice is God got upgrade on his mind concerning you. Overflowed from the head, over the crown, over the tunic, over his head, over the beard, into the garment. When it got into the garment, there's acceleration. See, some of y'all been moving slow for a long time. Some of y'all had snail movement. When an anointing comes on you, you're not a snail mover. You're one of the fastest creature in the earth. I came to tell you what took you a long time last year ain't going to take half as much time this year. Things are going to turn around so fast for you. You're going to be asking yourself, is this really me? Is it really mine? Did God do this for me? Is this going on? Is somebody trying to trick me? Nobody's not trying to trick you. There's an anointing making some things happen all around you. Tell your neighbor, give your testimony, and let them know it's already happening, so it's no surprise to them. You're your own prophet today. Tell your neighbor, it's already done. It's already turning around. The anointing is on me for a breakthrough. I'm already getting my breakthrough. I know you've been talking about me. Let me talk back to you. I'm getting my breakthrough right now. Yeah, I'm getting my, you gonna see it. It ain't gonna take much time if you gonna see it. Can I go just a little bit further? They were so afraid. They were so afraid that it was going to get on you. They were so afraid that you were going to catch the flow. They were so afraid that you were going to start smelling like what God was pouring out. They were so afraid. Even the people can't see, they can still smell. They can't see, but they can smell. And they could tell when you came around that there was something happening with you that wasn't happening with them. And they got so infuriated because you had something that they don't have. Because they're not willing to be a part of something that you're willing to be a part of. So don't get upset with them. You just getting on their nerves. It's not that they getting on your nerves, that you getting on their nerves. Every time you come in, got that smile on your face, talking about glory to God, talking about I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. You start saying, I run through truth and I leap over wall. You say, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And they wonder why you're doing all that. It's because you got the oil flowing on you and you've been getting on their nerves. You might as well take it to another dimension, baby. Get on their nerves more. Step into your next anointing. Every time he opens up his mouth, he just get on my nerve. That tells you right there, I got something that you don't have. And if you had it, you'll get on somebody's nerves too. Let me get into my last point. I got to go. Since you're a part of the garment, since you are a part of the garment, let me teach you what happens in the hem when you're a part of the garment. See, I want to be an elder. I want to be a deacon. I want to be a minister. I want to be in the hem. The major part of the anointing rests in the hem. Everything flows over and then it hangs out around the hem. I promise you, you don't want the position thereafter, because that anointing on their lives only lasts for a short period of time. Once you get around that hem, all of a sudden, all the moisture, all the fragrance rests around the hem. Now, let me give you some scripture about the hem. I'm going to read my scripture, then I'm going to read my point. So put my scripture up first, and then I'm going to read my point. This is Matthew 9, verse 20 and verse 21. And suddenly a woman who had a flow, she had a flow, but it was the wrong kind of flow. Her flow was killing her. She had a flow of blood for 12 years, came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. Let me help y'all. I don't need the apostle. Let me touch a faithful parking lot attendant. Let me go. My point. Success is when the flow of anointing reaches the hem of the garment. You can tell that Jesus had it going on because it wasn't just on his head, it was on the hem. For people that all you can do is crawl, if you can crawl, you can get your breakthrough. If you can get a taxi, you can get your breakthrough. If you can just lift your hands up about 2 inches, you can get your breakthrough. If you can clap one time, you can get your breakthrough. This woman said within herself, she set the stage for her miracle. I dare you today to set the stage for your miracle. I can't get a counseling session. I don't know the apostle's number. But what I do know, since he's on that platform now, I'm going to reach as far as I can. And if I can touch what's on his life, I'll have what I need for my life. Somebody better shout. Why did he put it on the hem? He put it on the hem because some low-level people were coming. Some low, all you who feel like you're low-level folks. All of you who don't mind crawling. All of you who are not sophisticated yet. All of you who said, Lord, I want it and I want it now. And if I can crawl to it, I'll crawl to it. I'm not so dignified that I can't get my blessing. Some of y'all need to learn how to stoop. That's your problem. You got what you wanted and you stopped stooping. Now you got an issue that you can't fix because you won't bow. Slap your neighbor high five. Tell them the anointing is here. The anointing is here. The flow is here. The flow is here. Yeah, it's happening right now. Your breakthrough is in this house. Don't you let nobody talk you out of it. Your liberation is in this house. You're not in competition with anybody. It's yours. I start looking at people. We're talking about that show up at my church is executives and businessmen and major entrepreneurs. That means you ain't got nothing in your hem. If you got something in your hem, old Susie that's been on the street for the last 20 years, she come crawling up in your church looking like she stayed up all night, been shooting up all night. But when she gets to your church, because she wants to get rid of her issues, and she comes crawling in, she ain't got on no nice dress. She ain't got no nice hair on her head. All she's got is a desire to touch the hem of the garment. And I'm telling you right now, when the anointing shows up, you touch whatever you can. Because if you touch it, you'll get the results of it. I need you to start shouting in this place. I need you to start praising in this place. I need you to access the anointing of this house. I need you to lose it for a minute. I need you to lose it for a minute. There's an anointing. I said there's an anointing. Some of y'all been believing too long. There's an anointing on this house. There's a power. There's a glory. The devil can't stop it. Haters can't stop it. It's too late. It's already. It's already here. I don't care what y'all think, I'm going to get my breakthrough. I don't care what you say about me, I'm going to get my breakthrough. I don't care what you has to gonna go out in the street and say, I'm gonna get my breakthrough. I'm tired of sitting here looking crazy like you. I'm gonna get my breakthrough. I came for something today. I came for the anointing today. I came for power today. I came for a release today. And I'm gonna get what I came for. Can never have what's in the garment in the hem until the head's willing to sacrifice it all. Lady Davis, only you know what I've been through to do what I do.
All of you know, as you live with me, the oil is here. Coco, you smell too much like the fragrance, girl. Don't be depressed about who don't want you no more. You smell like who's waiting on you. He put it on you for where you're going, not where you were. And stay excited about God revealing it to you now, because you would have gave them a permanent position with you when they were only a temporary enemy. God only stayed and made them stay around long enough for you to get the oil on your life. Some of y'all don't realize there's some people who have tormented the hell out of you. Their expiration date has come. You're going to run into them at the end. They're not even going to know what you're talking about if you bring it up, because they were hired by Satan. And Satan just pulled the plug on that assignment. Yeah. He realized his agenda was not being done. And he's not omnipresent like God, because he can't be everywhere at every time. He's got to leave you for a season. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 4, after Satan had tempted Jesus 3 times, the Bible said he's left him for a season. I came to make an announcement. All of you who have been fighting through hell, and the hell you've been fighting through has a face, I believe you're about to get a seasonal blessing, where you're going to get some release so you can regroup, so you can set some things up, so you can structure some things, because you can't build while that attack is so hot. So I came to make an announcement under the anointing. It's about to subside long enough for you to get ready to go to your next dimension. Yeah, everything that was working against you is losing power right now, because it never was the source. I am not the source. Jesus is the source. They are not the source if they have flesh and blood. Satan is the source. And Satan has withdrawn his attack for a season. And if you believe that, I want you to celebrate the Lord right there. Hallelujah.
Ever in the Birmingham area, we'd love to see you. Stop by, because everyone is welcome at Refresh Family Church. It's full of friendly people, a warm atmosphere, and a powerful word. Our service times are Sundays at 9 a.m. or our empowerment service on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We're located at 117 12th Court Northwest in Birmingham, Alabama. We'll see you soon at Refresh. Want to find out more about Apostle Stephen A. Davis? Well, log on, because StephenADavis.org is now live. That's right, log on to StephenADavis.org now and you can find out all about him. Watch live broadcasts and get all the information you need at StephenADavis.org. Available on all platforms. Log on today. Refresh Family Church. As we worship together, remember our 5 goals: serving the needs of families, reaching the lost, equipping the saints, reaching the nations, and transferring to generations. At Refresh Family Church, we're more than just a church, we're a nation. To find out more, log on to StephenADavis.org. We'll see you next time.